Hello, my friends, return listeners, new listeners. It's so amazing to have you all here. Thank you once again for tuning into the show. We are at show number 113. My name is Chris. I'm your do-it-all person for this show. Yep, that's right, do-it-all person. I do all the research, the finding the bands, the going through the emails, sorting out the tracks, picking which show they're going to play on. I then record the show. I do all the talky bits. I do all the post-show editing. I then post the show to the webpage and do all the coding that needs to be done for each individual show to be posted, because it does change a little bit, but I do have a template to pull all the base information from. And then I make sure it gets shared on as many social medias as I can, taking as many of the bands as I can, so that everybody out there in the world can enjoy the best music Canada has to offer, right? Because Canada does have so much amazing music, including that first band that we just played there, which came to us from Asher Media Relations. So thank you, John, so much for sending it my way. And that was Celprest, who are a Montreal-based band that formed in 2019. And the information I have says they are sort of a burly noise rock that leans more on the hardcore metal side of the swamp. They took their name from a 2001 Russian prison documentary, The Mark of Cain. The brutal humanity of the film that's reflected in this music on the surface. It's raw and punishing, but there are complexities and nuances revealed once the surface noise has been embraced. Members have played in a myriad of punk, metal, and hardcore bands such as The Great Sabatini, I Hate Sally, The Chariot, Animal Ethics, Architects, Swarm of Spheres, and Angels. This is their self-titled EP and the first offerings of tunes. Recorded pre-quarantine in Hamilton at Boxcar Sound Recordings and mixed in Oakland at Anti-Sleep Studios by Scott Evans with the pandemic in full swing. Ah, yes, COVID has definitely thrown everybody in the music department, any industry, for a little bit of a curveball here, but I think everybody is trying to make the best of it and do what they can to try and still provide great Canadian music to the world. So we have at least six amazing tracks for you this week, which is fantastic. This show is coming out mid-holiday swing for December because there are so many different things going on, the least of which are Christmas, Yule, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all kinds of fantastic holidays. And I hope no matter which one you are celebrating this time of year, that you are doing it in your little social bubble at home and not risking the lives of anybody so that you can enjoy the big full swing of holidays with them next year and being safe. There's always video calls and phone calls and other ways to express your, you know, care and interest for your families. And I hope, even though I know some of the stores could use the business, that you are not rushing out in a mad rush to purchase things for the holidays, because it's more important that we're all together this year, virtually and in person, as soon as this pandemic wraps up, be it for next Christmas or be it for Thanksgiving or be it for some holiday earlier at camping. I so miss group camping. Yeah, that was my big miss for this summer. So I think with that being said, and I know I'm wishing everybody a happy holiday, no matter what it is, whether it's Christmas, Yule, whatever, being safe and merry and having the best of it this year. I think at this point in time, instead of babbling on some more, we should get back to some more fantastic music.
There's no time to even speak. Read the letters, scroll until you blink. Watch the empire fall on TV. To a stranger you should meet. Wait until you feel, wait until you're beat. Wait until next week. The empire falls.
You take it back, it won't wither away.
You're taking us down along to the sound.
Hey, this is Steve-O from Rockin' Engine, and you are listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I don't know about you guys, but I really, really enjoyed those last two tracks. So first there, we had Elizabeth Leslie and her new single, Empire Falls. It's a goth pop dance floor anthem of awakening, an ominous forewarning for us to rise up as a society before it's too late. It was produced by the legendary Matt DeMarco. Produced by the legendary Matt DeMatteo. And it's available on SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Music. And if you head over to our Spotify playlist for Insomnia Radio Canada, it will be on there shortly. I am following Elizabeth, so I just have to add that track in for y'all. Did you know our playlist over there has over 150 tracks on it? All bands and tracks we have played on this show. So if you ever want to have that ongoing playlist without having to listen to me talk in between tracks, because maybe that's not your thing, and you would prefer just to hear the music, you can head over to Spotify and hit that playlist and update it every time we add new tracks and listen to all this fantastic music nonstop. Yeah, that's why I started the playlist over there, so you guys could have a nonstop playlist if you really wanted it to. Because think about it, 150 tracks, and if each track is, you know, 3 minutes, that's a lot of music to listen to. It's pretty fantastic. So I really, 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 really enjoyed that track. And hopefully Elizabeth will send me more stuff to play on future shows, right? Because that's how we get to hear all the amazing stuff. Then we had a track by Josh Tavers, who we have played not so long ago on the show. And this is his new track, Tightrope. It was the last song he wrote for his forthcoming album. He brought it to the producer after already telling him the album was done. So enjoy the track. And I'm going to toddle right on into the next piece of music for you, because we're here for the music.
Hey, this is Sinistry, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Sinistry,
I would say that variety has definitely been the name of the game this week. Total different genres all week. Yeah, it's been pretty awesome. So hopefully I've brought you enough variety this week to keep you entertained and interested. That first track we had there was Are You Well by Sombra. It is the new single for their forthcoming album, Free From Interruption. Is the process about opening up and asking yourself tough questions, dropping all the walls we put up in our daily lives, and becoming completely vulnerable. Listen to Are You Well? You can get it over on Spotify, which it'll be in our playlist, and a number of other places. And hopefully you guys like that track because it was pretty awesome. Then we had a track from, I think it came from John and Ash Media Relations. Yes, it did. And the band is Sinistry. I'm getting all the names wrong and mixed up today. It's just been one of those days. I am tired. My brain is foggy. And, you know, I call it my COVID brain. Being home and not being able to do stuff. Yeah. So this is that band. Yeah, Sinistry. I'm going to call it Sinistry. Hopefully I'm right. That was off their new EP, and the track was Civilization's Coma. So if you guys enjoy that, there will be links in the show notes to where you can get more of their stuff. And this brings us to my least favorite part of the show, where I'm going to hold a nice warm cup of tea because the office is cold, the joys of being in Canada in a 100-year-old house with no insulation, and poor heating. Yeah, cold office. I suffer through the cold for all of you to bring you fantastic Canadian music. And just because I'm Canadian doesn't mean I like the cold. No, not at all. So, with that in mind, last track time. Yeah, last track. So this track was actually a direct submission. This is coming from a band called Like a Motorcycle. The album is Dead Broke. And the track off that album that we get to share with you today is Punk 2. It's a tune about bated breath transactions, seeing words insufficient funds more than the words approved, and feeling like the debt you've incurred is worth more than your actual life. It's written from the perspective of someone who has unwittingly burned all their bridges, sucked people dry, no longer has anyone to turn to for help, and has no one to blame but themselves. The line, "In the next life, first rounds on me," perfectly sums up the sentiment and the character of this song, always the promise squaring back up with people when it's literally never going to happen in this lifetime. There's also a video for Punk 2 on YouTube, should you care to go check it out. So hopefully you guys enjoy this track, and we will catch you shortly on the next show. We should be able to squeeze one out in between all the holidays that are happening and be able to give you a show that would air on, I believe, December 27th would be the one after this. So hopefully you guys have a safe, happy holiday. Remember your masks, social distance, be safe out there, wash your hands, and be around for the next show and the 20th show from now, because we want you all to come back. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, thank you for listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is Chris saying enjoy the last track, and we'll see you next week.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.